Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Moore. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tommy Moore. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Martinez applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck takes first base on ball four. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schneck moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ferry moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schneck. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Fairley, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a pop-up into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up into right field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schneck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Moore moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Carl Morton. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Mike Jorgensen. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manguel moves to third. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Tim McCarver. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Mayshore moves to second. It's Mets, 1. Expos, 1. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bacabella pinch hits for Jim Ferry. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing first base. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. John Bacabella now catching. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ken Singleton and John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton, who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schneck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schneck moves to second. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.